USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The suspected 4th of July parade shooter in Illinois used a legally purchased rifle and dressed as a woman to escape police. This as police are not discussing the motive of 21-year-old Bobby Cremo, the suspected gunman in the parade shooting.
At this point, we have not developed a motive from him. Investigators are very much furthering the investigation. They have been in discussions with him.
Lake County Major Crime Task Force spokesman Chris Corvelli. This as the suspected murderer was charged with 7 counts of first-degree murder. Severe weather is threatening many cities on Wednesday and Thursday. They include Cincinnati, Washington, D.C., and Chicago. This is due to the potential of them coming together with a heat dome sitting over parts of the country. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running the business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
President Biden is paying tribute to 4 Army veterans of the Vietnam War. Biden awarding 4 medals of honor during a White House ceremony. He praised the honorees for acts of incredible, astonishing, and selfless heroism.
To the late Staff Sergeant Edward M. Canisero, to Specialist 5 Dwight W. Bergwell, to Specialist 5 Dennis M. Fufuji, and to Major John Duffy, I'm proud to finally award our highest military recognition, the Medal of Honor, to each of you.
Confidence in United States institutions is falling. A new Gallup poll finding significant declines in 11 of 16 institutions that were in the survey. Confidence in the presidency is down 15 percentage points from a year ago. The U.S. Supreme Court dropped 11 percentage points. At the closing bell, the Dow losing 129 points to fall to 3967. USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
Sweden and Finland are another step closer to joining NATO. Members of the alliance signed accession protocols for the two countries Tuesday. Finland and Sweden both confirmed their willingness and ability to meet obligations and commitments of NATO membership. 2 Philadelphia police officers are recovering after they were shot near a 4th of July celebration. It happened just before 10 p.m. near the Philadelphia Art Museum. Police Commissioner Danielle Outlaw saying it's too early to tell if the shots were intentional or celebratory gunfire. President Joe Biden is reportedly considering lifting Trump administration tariffs against Chinese products. Appearing on Fox and Friends, Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton says once again he believes that President Biden is taking it easy on China.
For decades, he has not seen China as a threat. And now, as you point out, China is leading the world in producing so-called green technology, you know, solar panels made with slave labor, because of their unfair trade practices. And Joe Biden and the Democrats want to accelerate our dependence on Chinese sources of energy. By contrast, we're the world's largest producer of fossil fuels, and China is a net importer of them. So they want to give away yet another point of key leverage in our competition with China. But it gets back to the foolish way that Joe Biden views China. He doesn't view them as a competitor for us, not our main threat.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.